everybody, and welcome back to Choreograph Your Life. It is Wednesday. We are back here, and I got another great guest in the hot seat. Hold on to your hats because we've got a very exciting person here with us today. I have the one, the only, Mary Kay Darty. Hello.
Hi, Kel.
Say hello to all of your fans out there in this world.
Oh, hello. Happy to be here. Yeah. But actually, really just happy to have Kelly home.
I'm here. I'm back in Washington, Missouri, back choreographing a lot of different things, but namely my high school's musical production of Bright Star, which will be a lot of fun. I'm excited for everybody to get to see that. But most importantly, I'm getting to spend the next hour with Mary Kay. So we have a lot of special guests on this show, as you've probably caught that drift. But this is the person who brought me into this world,
and it was a pleasure.
And I'm sure she feels that same way every single day.
Absolutely.
You're gonna have to really pay attention because people say that we sound a lot alike. So you're gonna have to, you know, really hone in on who is speaking. Mary Kay, can you do an accent for us, maybe?
No, I cannot. No. I have some Spanglish, but yeah, you probably don't want me to do
that. Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
No, we do not. She is almost fluent in Spanish. She's fluent in speaking loud in Spanish whenever she wants
or
to.
Or add an A and O.
That works.
A R O is good.
Definitely. Yes. Something special. All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to share with us before we get started into this interview?
No, I am excited to be here. Kelly, we're just winging this. I don't have any notes. I have no questions she's going to ask. It's all going to be kind of a surprise.
You were kind of hard to pin down for this interview. I kept saying.
No, I told you I'm busy.
Oh, she is busy. Everybody, she is very busy. She's doing a lot of things. You actually are a very busy human being.
Well, that's kind of how we are wired. You and I are both the same that way. We like to have a lot going on. We do best when we're juggling things. Mm-hmm. If we have downtime, then we're sad. So who needs that?
It is true. There's sadness and despair.
Despair.
That comes
over. We do not allow that to happen. Thus, we're all just busy and no one quite understands how our lives progress like
or
they do.
What is happening ever.
Right.
But it's all getting done some way.
That's exactly
most
right.
Most days. So mm-hmm. That's good. Yes. So you just got back from doing Meals on Wheels and having a birthday lunch. Can you tell us a little bit about what Meals on Wheels is for those of us who don't know?
You know, it's such a great program. It was actually started by my mom years ago. I don't know how many, 40, 50 years ago. I should know those numbers, but I don't. I know I've been delivering for at least 35 years. Honestly, once or twice a month, so it's not a huge commitment. Mm-hmm. But boy, I love it because it's the chance to actually bring food to people that are homebound. And it's also a chance to check on them because mm-hmm. it allows them to be able to stay home longer many times. They're getting good nutrition.
Yeah.
They're getting a meal every day, most of these folks. And today, for example, when we took the meal, a gentleman had fallen. And had we not come by, who knows how long he'd have been there. So,
oh
yeah, it's a wonderful service our community has. And it's especially important to me because my mom was one of the original founders it was a long time ago in conjunction with a church in town. Mm-hmm. But the program's been going ever since. We deliver 365 days a year.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And even with bad weather, the fire department has even helped to deliver meals and on snow days and stuff. Aww. So it's really fun to be a part of this program.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I remember growing up, we would always deliver on Christmas.
Yep, the Huber family does Christmas every year.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a really special memory mm-hmm. for sure. Well, welcome back from doing that, doing your good service for the day.
Yes.
This is your second good service for the day.
Right.
You're going to give us all of your wealth of knowledge and inspiration on all things sales. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
So Mary Kay Darty is the Mary Kay behind Mary Kay Cosmetics. Just kidding. She's not.
I'm not.
But we like to tell people that she is.
Well,
and she might as well be.
You know what? For Mary Kay Ash, the founder of Mary Kay, 55 probably years ago, whatever, I've been doing this for, how old are you? 36-ish
I'm 37.
Years.
You should probably know that. You did birth me
I did birth you, but it's still like 36 years I've done this.
Wow.
Yeah. And the company's grown and changed. But the joke is always, for the longest time when I first started doing Mary Kay, it was kind of embarrassing.
Why?
Because I don't know. People would say, I'm Mary Kay. And of course, originally they would say, oh, are you the same Mary Kay as the cosmetics? It was the standard stupid joke. And so I'd like, no, I'm not. But they were thinking I'm making it in the back room. No. But
we were, Mike and I were just sitting around like stirring lipsticks. And
that's right. But no, and over time, though, I came to value it because no one would ever forget my name.
Absolutely.
And in sales, you got to have a good hook. And I thought, well, hey, I'm onto something here. Always sell what your name is my advice.
Well, I guess I'm in a bad spot.
You're in a bad spot, Kelly. Sorry.
There is a thing called Kelly Tires.
There's Kelly Services. Like,
ooh,
yeah, yeah, you could do that. But that's just pretty generic.
I don't think that I would be good at that. Actually,
no, you shouldn't. You don't really like service that much. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So we've gone through that. She's not the actual Mary Kay, but don't let her fool you because she's awfully good at her job. Where did we place
Thank
this
you.
Year?
Oh, I've been so lucky. Probably for like the last 25 years, I've landed in the top 20 in sales in our company, which is, it's a lot of lipstick. Let me just tell you.
She says top 20, but what she really means is like top 10.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's very rewarding because I've done this such a long time. And yet I still have a lot of original loyal customers, and which is the name of the game.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I find in our world today, the thing that is missing the most is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to buy stuff, and we do all those things. But then the ball gets dropped many times. I attribute my success to my ability to hang with my customers, talk to them, find out about their lives, find out what I can do to make their lives easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's something like delivering their makeup to them, and let me tell you, that's big. No one wants to fuss with it. No one wants to go through the cosmetic aisles and look at the 5 million options.
Yep.
So we have a great product. We're still around. I mean, that's a true testimony to Mary Kay Cosmetics to be around as many years as we have and super successful. We're once again the number one brand in the United States, which
amazing.
Is exciting. I know. It's constant change.
Right.
Constant change. So that's a lot. There's a lot to be learned and to know about the business. So
that's wonderful.
I enjoy it.
So what made you start selling Mary Kay?
Well, okay, you were born. Okay. So
ta-da!
I had been, when I went to Mizzou, I was a journalism major. I really liked the advertising piece of that, and that had a real creative direction. I definitely have no left brain. If it's a left brain, that's math. I don't know. Whatever that involves math, I don't have it. I don't think you do
Thank
either.
Thank you for passing that down.
Happy mm-hmm. to. Anyway, I always liked creative aspects of things, and I found that in the journalism world, advertising was a good fit for me. There, you had to go out, first of all, you had to have some creative ideas to present to the clients, like what would be something you could do, you know, as far as you know, print ad to make their product stand out,
right.
Make people want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to have some creative thoughts that way. But and so it was a bunch of sales,
mm-hmm.
more than even the creative part. I could get around that. I didn't have a lot of art skills, but, you know, I could get the ideas across.
Sure.
So I went that direction and plus, I had a minor in public relations. I also had another minor in speech because I really enjoyed theater, but, you know, that wasn't my number one love. But I loved the part of that that allowed me to be comfortable standing in front of people. And, you know, so my background is really a pretty good fit for sales.
Right.
Anyway, really never did advertising. Graduated and went to work in the hotel business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I did meeting planning, which is, again, you have to be organized and you had to sell a customer on why they should come to your hotel.
Right.
And I did that and did the catering and the menu planning and all that sort of thing. I did that for a while and then I got sick of the weekends and then I went to work in the theme park business, which I love this irony. So my daughter is now very involved in the theme park.
Carnies.
Yep, Carnies we are. I did the sales piece of it, where we would go in to talk to companies and banks and credit unions about handling Six Flags mm-hmm. tickets. It was a service because it didn't cost them anything to offer the tickets. They just took care of the sales of them. Uh-huh. And I could easily get into doors yep. because everyone wanted to talk about roller coasters. So it was a fun sales job. And I enjoyed that. And then you were born. Suddenly,
my life forever
changed.
Became a more brilliant, beautiful place.
Yes.
Scary.
Yes, we had a chance to move from Columbia, Missouri, back to Washington uh-huh. because my husband got a job in St. Louis, and it became pretty obvious that he was going to be gone all day, and I was going to, Six Flags made a job for me, but I was going to be gone all day. He was going to be gone all day. Mm-hmm. And we decided, you know what? We wanted to have kids, so let's do what we can to try to raise them. Mm-hmm. So that was also fortunate. Number one, we could afford to do it, even though he wasn't making any money to speak of. We just didn't have that big of a lifestyle, and it was much more common then.
Yeah.
So we were able to make some adjustments and changes. That is the one piece of it. But the other part is that I had already experienced good success in sales and just in business. So I didn't feel like I had anything else really to prove.
Right.
So I was fine with taking a step back, and that allowed Kim the freedom to go and work and do what he had to do, mm-hmm. and I could stay back and hold down the fort. Well, within about 8 months, it became perfectly clear that I am bored. I needed something else besides Kelly. Hard to believe.
Oh, no.
One of my friends from college had started doing Mary Kay, and I had actually played with it a little bit in college, and this, the idea of starting my own business actually helped me get my first job, because the gentleman from the hotel business was impressed that somebody would try to do a little business mm-hmm. while they were in school. So he was impressed with that, even though I didn't do it much with it. But she came back and said, hey, you need to try this again. And I thought, well, Mary Kay has this wonderful 100% buyback guarantee within the first year. So if you start doing Mary Kay and you hate it, it's not for you. It's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. You just think it's going to be one thing, it's something else, and you don't like it. Within the first year, the company will give you 90% back on the product that you purchased.
Wow.
Which is no risk. I mean, yeah. There's a $100 startup fee. Mm-hmm. What can you get for $100? That's like a trip to Walmart.
Right. No,
that's
no kidding.
Nothing. So I'm going back and forth. I was angsting. Oh, my gosh, this is a big change. This is expensive, blah, blah, blah. And Kim looked at me and said, it's a 90% buyback guarantee. There is no risk.
Right.
So, you know, he's always he's my voice of reason. So I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. So I jumped in and did nothing much with it for the first year.
And I was wildly unsuccessful.
And then suddenly the boredom kept creeping more and more, and I needed adult interaction. Imagine. That was really what it was. Mm-hmm. I needed something for me.
Yeah.
I needed to get out of the house.
Sure.
So I am a big proponent of, I mean, it's our new world. It's hard to, for, you know, not to make it on two incomes. It truly is. But in my perfect world, I would always say part-time work is the answer for women. You need something. Even most women do need something for themselves. Even mm-hmm. if you don't financially need the money, you need you need to be out with people. You need to feel some success.
Sure.
You need an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. All those things are available. And Mary Kay is not the only answer, but it's a good one, and it's worked for me.
That's great.
Yep.
So now, with all of the customers that you have, and I know you talked about having many for many years, mm-hmm. and I can also attest to that. I've seen the same people coming in and out of this house, because the showroom, ladies and gentlemen, is this house. There's in the living room and family room, nary a seat to sit in. It is where you go and you test makeup and see displays and that sort of thing. It's a really very beautiful house. She has it set up. But a lot of the same people in and out of this house. I've been on a lot of deliveries with you over the years. So I know just the volume of people that you impact on the day to day. So that being said, that in conjunction with the Meals on Wheels, and you do a lot of philanthropy in the community. I mean, you help out at the high school, at Borgia High School, with dinner auctions. You know, you do a lot for different churches in the area. You're just kind of awesome all over the place.
Well, thanks, Kel.
Hey, you're welcome. I know we give you a hard time about being busy, but you actually really are really busy doing a lot of great things. So how do you choreograph your day-to-day and manage all of that? And go to the Y every morning and get your nails done.
Well, I know. Priorities, man. Priorities. Well, I do believe that it's really important to take care of your fitness, take care of your health. Because if you're not healthy, nothing else works. Right. I mean, that's our number one gift that we have. And it's I've been a walker I walked with my mom for 35 years. Mm-hmm. She walked up until the time she was about 82 and had fallen and broken her hip. And that was the end of that. But I mean, it also kept her really healthy.
Yeah. I mean she's still
90
up
and she's still kicking. So I'm a big fan of fitness and health. And I'm like, don't get the idea I'm like this big runner workout girl. I'm not. I'm very consistent though.
Yeah.
And consistency is, no matter in life, consistency is critical. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be a Zoom eek person where you do something full on and then you do nothing. Mm-hmm. Then you do full on, then you do nothing. That doesn't really work in the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even if it's just a little piece of it, that's the best. That's the most important thing. So I don't have a normal day, in case you're wondering. There's no real routine.
She mentioned earlier that she came from the background of carnival, carning. And we talk a lot about carnies on this show. It seems to be kind of a trend of everyone that I know. But you're used to every day being different.
And I like that. I need that. That's important to me too, because I would do really poorly in a traditional 9-to-5 job. Sure. I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything you've talked about, whether it's planning my own business or if it's working, you know, like I've done a ton of community events. I do like organizing auctions. I've just been involved in a lot of community things. And that was another decision that your dad and I made. He's very, very generous. Mm. But the day-to-day business of working in organizations is not really for him.
It's really not his
job. The decision was made like I would be the person to be the give back person in the community.
Yeah.
And that's worked out really well. He's very supportive.
Yep.
You know, he lets me go and do what I want, what I must.
Yep.
And feels like, and I just think it works really well. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have people in your life that support you.
Yep.
And that want you to do well and are happy for your success. And
yeah.
We try to do that for each other. But
I think you guys do a very good job.
Well, thanks.
And as he mentioned, he's always allowed to bring his own car so he can leave whenever he feels so compelled.
Correct. And you know, you might the sooner in a relationship, the sooner you accept that role, the better for all involved. It just works. It's just great.
No, it's great. It's great. What factors into your personal and professional goal setting?
Well, you know, we do have this couple of things we try to do, and I do in my business. When my sales director was really good about always try to beat your best. So if you look, I found a very important piece. Another piece of good information is track where you are.
Okay.
Tracking will change your life.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you have to pay attention to what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. I've gone many times in life, and I probably most of y'all will agree, that you have a week, and then you'll look back at it, and you'll be like, huh, I was really busy. I did this, this, and this. This is what I did. Then the following week is, huh, that wasn't very good. So hindsight is not the answer. Mm-hmm. You want to think forward. I have my most successful weeks when I track my sales per day. I'm just talking sales right now, but really in life, it's kind of important just to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, if you just sort of skate through, you won't really accomplish much, or you won't feel as good about your goals and stuff.
Sure.
You have to write your goals down. You have to make a plan. You have to say, all right, today, just for example, I'm going to have every day I'm going to sell $100 worth of makeup, and I'm not stopping until I do.
Right.
So then you track it, you know. It's one thing to sit back and look, oh, I had $1,000 a week. Huh, cool. But I'm going to have $1,000 a week. So how am I going to do that? Or I'm going to, you know, make this many sales calls if you're in sales. Or I'm going to reach out and find new customers, this many. Mm-hmm. And then you make the effort and you start tracking it and paying attention to your results.
That's great.
Everything changes when you do that.
What leaves you feeling the most fulfilled? Hitting those goals, or what is it?
Oh man, I honestly, what I love the most about my job is the one-on-one people involvement that I have. There's nothing that makes me feel better. You know, so we're in the beauty business, but it's really more about changing lives.
Yeah.
It has been so much fun when you have someone come in that doesn't have a lot of confidence maybe, or they don't know what they're doing with makeup, and they don't want, they just turn themselves over to you. And you pay attention, you ask the right questions, and you help them, and you help figure out what will make them feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I love. Yeah. I love taking this blank canvas, and sitting down and then teaching them how to do it and making it super simple.
Sure.
Because it's one thing. I mean, glamour makeup is all fine and good. You know, what you see on TV and all that, that's all fine and good, but that's not real life.
Right.
I do real life makeup. I always tell myself that. I wanted this to be that my customers can take whatever they purchase home and recreate it without it being a big deal.
Right, because you technically, I mean, and you don't, I don't see you do it except for on me, like you don't put it on them.
No, that's one thing. No, we teach skincare. We mm-hmm. teach glamour. And that Mary Kay is a teaching company. Mm-hmm. And I love that part of it because I don't go home with them in the bag.
Right.
So they're gonna sit there with these products that they've just bought, and we go, holy moly, now what?
Right.
And so part of my job is to follow, after they purchase, is to follow up with them
mm-hmm.
in a couple of days and say, hey, how you doing? How do you like those colors? Are you comfortable with what we've done? And I try to, again, gauge their skill set and their level of expertise so that I'm not throwing out something that I know they can never do again and be frustrated.
Right.
I want them to start small, perhaps, and then gradually add more and more. And I'm always careful to tell them, like, hey, this is you're going to learn how to do this, but mm-hmm. you have to practice. Everything takes practice.
Sure.
No matter what you're doing. You know, whether from your dancing and everything you're doing in choreography, that's all about practice.
Mm-hmm.
Same is true of sales.
Right.
It's practicing and learning to listen, to get the clues that people need. And then you then take your knowledge and try to make those two pieces come together, and it's so fun. And you watch people grow and become more confident because, you know, like it or not, there's two truths. One is people are going to judge what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that because it seems very, I don't know, very plastic and
superficial.
That's the word. Thank mm-hmm. you. Superficial. But, you know, people, you get like a few seconds to make your first impression.
Sure.
So if they can walk, feel, you know, do a little makeup, do a little something to make themselves look their best, that's going to give them confidence.
Right.
And it changes everything.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
So it's been so rewarding because I have so many customers that have grown up with me and I've grown up with them, and I can help them with special occasions.
Right. Yeah.
But it's mostly about teaching. And the one-on-one. The big goals, that's all fine. That comes from doing your homework in the beginning.
Right. It's always so fun to watch people come in, like, before homecoming or prom or weddings or whatever, you know, the big event might be.
Yep.
And they leave and they're so excited and it's like all magic. And then, you just have to break it to them that the homecoming dance is not that fun. No, it's great.
It's just great. No.
So obviously that is inspiring to watch that. But who are some of your biggest mentors or sources of inspiration that you've had up to this point?
Oh, there's been so many. I have a lot of really – I try – you know, it's really important to keep positive people in your life.
Yep.
You will gravitate – you will become like – five people that you surround yourself with the most.
Mm-hmm.
So really sit back and look at who are the people you're around the most. Are they the ones that are making you better? Are mm-hmm. they holding you back?
Right.
Because that's easy to, people are attracted to outgoing, confident people. They're attracted to that. But you have to watch that because that's not always the best people for you that help you become better.
Right.
So you really have to step back and look. I'm lucky because I've got some great people around me that want me to be successful,
mm-hmm.
and they too are successful, and we encourage each other, and it does. It just takes you to a different level. So I would watch that in your life. If you feel like you're not getting anywhere, you're not improving, you know, you're in a slump, Well, step back and see who's around you. Mm-hmm. And go, if it's not the best people for you right then, you can, they can still be your friends. But go find, seek out the people that you want to be.
Right.
Like, who do you want to be like?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to, what are they doing that you want, or what do they have that you want?
Sure.
And then go hang out. Go meet them. Be hanging out
with them. Join a meetup group.
Yeah, you will definitely, you will see an improvements.
Awesome. You went to Mizzou.
Yes.
You said you majored in journalism, mm-hmm. PR, mm-hmm. speech, mm-hmm. all the things. You're busy.
Mm-hmm. I was busy. Sorority. I'm always busy. Yeah.
Sorority queen.
President.
President. Sorry.
Well, there was, yeah, I was never queen of anything, but, you know, I got close.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Didn't you win, like, best eyes on campus?
Well, yeah, okay.
Sure. That I consider that a crown.
Queen. Okay,
a
yes.
crown.
Yes.
So what do you do now in your life to continue to educate yourself, continue to grow? Go on.
I go to conferences. I mean, Mary Kay offers a lot of learning opportunities. Man, there's so much. When I started this business, I had never even been to a skincare class. I didn't even know what it was. I had no idea. Nowadays, there is literally no excuse. Everything's online.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you just pull up a video, you learn, you watch, mm-hmm. you learn, it's all there. So that is good. Although I kind of like the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly, the best way, if you step back and think about when have you really done an about face, it's typically when you've botched something up.
Yeah.
That's why parents need to let their kids make mistakes. Sorry to say. So, Kelly, you've probably made you learn the most when things were not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never made a mistake before.
Well, play like you had. So,
just kidding. There have been a lot of those.
Everyone's got them. Everyone's got things that they would do differently. And I think as parents, you have to be careful because it's real tempting just to fix it.
Yeah.
Just to fix it. Yeah. But sometimes they, you know, we all need to screw it up to learn to get better. So, but back to what I do, I try not to make a lot of mistakes. To learn.
Yeah.
That's not
I'm sure.
That's not an idea.
Customers are listening to this right now. They're like, hold the phone, ma'am.
I try not to make, I'm trying to get past that piece. But there's, I like to do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big reader. I like to watch a lot of videos. I really do. I do a little bit of what else is out there in the world, but I really try to learn best about my products and what I have to sell.
Sure.
Because honestly, I don't really care what company B has. Like, if people say, I want something like this, well, I can usually figure it out pretty mm-hmm. quickly. But I try to be very knowledgeable in what we have available.
Sure.
And that's what people really want.
Great. What would you say to someone who said, I think I either want to sell Mary Kay or they want to do something that's more independent sales? What would you say to them is your biggest piece of advice?
Well, you really need to start out by scheduling yourself.
Okay.
I think that's important. I think a lot of people just, they lose their interest or they're not successful because they don't have a plan.
What do you mean by scheduling yourself?
Okay, so most of the time when you're on your own business person, mm-hmm. and you're learning this, I'm mm-hmm. sure, that if you don't have like a daily, I'm busy, but I always kind of have a plan of what I have to accomplish.
You write it down. I watch you do it. She also writes down my schedule.
Yes.
And my dad's.
All the schedule.
Not my brother's because no one cares.
No. Kelly. I think and one of the best things Mary Kay has, and I love this, and this can go right into your life. Every night before you go to bed, mm-hmm. I challenge you to make a list of the 6 most important things you need to accomplish tomorrow.
Well, we don't work in sixes around here because this is choreographing.
Right.
So we do 4s and 8s. I mean, you can do a 6, but that just sends everyone into a tizzy.
Well, then,
so
do 8. Your 4, your 8. That's fine. And honestly, but here's what happens. First of all, you're writing down for the next day. So you're starting to make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to get some direction in your life because all of a sudden your day can be over. And you've accomplished nada.
Right.
So you're sitting down, you're thinking about your upcoming day. You can't, it's not really fair to include, like, if you have a doctor's appointment, that doesn't count.
Right.
This needs to be income producing activity. Our income opportunities are business opportunities. Something that has to be a little more specific. So just because you need to go, you know, get your nails done, that can't go on your list.
No. All right.
Okay, Kelly?
Okay.
All right. So you sit down and come up with, look at where you are and what needs to happen tomorrow? What are the six most important things to do? What happens with that is, or you're five, or I mean, you're four, you're eight. I don't.
Semantics.
No, semantics. But I think what happens is, first of all, you are focusing on what you need to accomplish.
Right.
So you write those items down, and that it's really amazing how all of a sudden you are thinking and you're planning mentally, and this isn't a bunch of effort.
Right.
This is only four or eight things, okay? So you write them down. Then that's all good. The next day you get up, you grab your list, and you look at it. Now, in the morning, it's going to look different. You're going to be like, oh, man, I don't want to call five new customers. No, I'm scared. They're going to turn me down, whatever. Do the hardest thing first.
Yes.
That huge difference.
Huge difference.
So look at that little list and think, ooh, what don't I want to do? Ooh, I don't want to do that. Okay, do it. Mm-hmm. Get it done. Get some, I mean, it's going to go one way or the other. You have to, I don't even know what the number is. I used to know this, but you have to get so many no's to get a yes. That's kind of like a game.
Right.
Get all your no's. Mm-hmm. Get it out of the way. But do that first. And all of a sudden, if you have focused on these six things, or sorry, that's what
it's
we
okay.
do.
Is six. It's okay. I'm not mad. No one's mad.
If you accomplish those six things, it's like, whoa, your self-confidence soars. You typically have maybe you've sold something, who knows?
Right.
Or maybe you've made an appointment to meet with someone that could lead to some sales or to a new recruit or whatever it is you want to do. It's just, it's very rewarding, and it just gets you on track.
Right.
Again, tracking, important.
Mm-hmm. Very important. So that brings up a good question that I hadn't actually planned to ask you, but here we are. So you said the part about, oh, I don't want to call those people because they're going to tell me no, and what have you. You've been doing this a long time. How do you get past that?
The nose.
Like, oh, that's hard.
It's not personal. It is hard to hear no, but you have got to step back. When you get a no, you've got to drill it into your head. They're not telling you personally no.
Mm-hmm.
They either don't have the time, don't have the interest, and, you know, that's fair.
Sure, right.
Don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have something, and they're fearful because they don't. But it's not you they're turning down.
Right.
So if you get a no, as you get better at this game, because it's a game, as you get better at this game, it's okay to say, oh, I'm really sorry. So is your life just like super busy right now? What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Some open-ended questions. And they start talking a little bit more. And then suddenly you realize, ooh, she just doesn't have the money. What can I do to, maybe she needs to host a skincare class and then she can get some free product, or, you know. So just because you get a no, don't just stop there. There's a couple, you can always ask some more questions. Just talk to them a little more. People will, 9 times out of 10, many times, they'll start with no.
Mm-hmm.
They're no. I just don't want to do that. Well, what's going on? Like, I just really think you would totally love this new lipstick. I would just like to show it to you. What's great in my business is we have 100% satisfaction guarantee. So I don't care if I come over, you try it, you don't want to buy anything, no problem. I need experience. Is there any reason why I couldn't borrow you? Because these new colors just came out. I really could use some models just to see what they look like.
Sure.
So suddenly, I'm offering her a service. I'm not even talking about her buying anything.
Right.
I just want to get with her and get her opinion.
Right.
So as you get better and better at it, you realize it's not a no. You just have to ask a few more questions. It's not no to you. It's no to that question or that moment.
Right. And the same thing goes in. I know that there's a lot of people out here who are listening that are, you might not be in sales in terms of like selling a product, but you're selling yourself, you know, at auditions and, you know, trying to be on teams and that sort of thing. And it's the same idea. If you're hearing no, it's not necessarily about you. In fact, it's 99% not about you. It's you don't have exactly what that person who's casting is looking for in that moment, or, you know, they're not interested in your product, and that's okay. But asking questions and continuing to show up and continuing to be present in their life is really important. And
really
I'm sure
important.
You've had a lot of that with, you know, repeat customers just continuing to show up. You do a lot of follow-up and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you know what? You told me to have some quotes, so I'm trying to think of quotes. But one thing that I love in Mary Kay land. Mary Kay Ash, this woman, man, she was in her 50s when she started this company.
Wow.
She had been in sales, and what happened to her was she kept, every time it was time to promote her, they'd bring a guy in. They would hire somebody else because she was so successful, and she was making too much money. Mm-hmm. The companies didn't want to keep her because she was making too much money, and she finally was just like done with this.
Sure.
She went home, and she's in her 50s, and she says, man, if I had my own company, I would totally change this up. I would make a company where there was no end to what women can do. There's mm-hmm. no ceilings. They can do whatever they want with it. And everybody wins, and it's not at all a pyramid company because everyone buys at the same level and sells at the same level. Boom.
Right.
So all those things are out of it. But most importantly, she wanted chances for women to be able to be successful and have a family. God first, family second, career third. So those were her big things. And that was what I was able to do with my life and my business. But she knew right from the start that her big thing was, hey, nothing happens until somebody sells something.
Right.
So if you are selling yourself, you're selling your talent, you're selling your ability to be a team player, you're selling that you're going to show up and you're going to be mm-hmm. dependable, you know,
that's
sales
huge.
Is sales.
Yes.
No matter what you're doing, no matter what, if you, whatever kind of business you're selling, you can have all the bells and whistles. But if you don't show the customer or the potential person how what you have is going to make their life better, it doesn't matter.
So you basically just answered the next question of what is it about you that makes you special to what you do?
I'm just a big believer in customer service. I really do think there's not enough of that. And I have a good product. And
you have a good product, but I think, and I'm going to be a Kelly Clarkson about this because she always jumps in and answers everybody's question. I've kind of had so much shade to her on this show. I'm sorry. I love Kelly Clarkson, but she does answer everybody's questions for them. Mm-hmm. You have the kind of personality that everybody wants to be around, though, too.
That's nice of you.
You make everybody feel really great and excited about – I mean, you could be selling poop on the street and people will be like, that sounds cute.
Nails. Right? Or something.
But seriously, like you do have the kind of personality that people just want to be around and you make your customers feel good and what have you. But that goes into the customer service that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's just me.
People don't want to be around grumpy people.
No, they don't. They don't. And you know what? Don't also sit back and say, oh my God, I could never be like Kelly or I could never be. Because Kelly, you really do have a lot of my characteristics as far as
I sound just like
well,
you.
Well, besides how you sound. No, you have a lot of my characteristics. You're still your own person. We're not totally alike, but you've always been super positive. You're hugely good at developing people and developing their ability and their confidence. You're huge. You've been a great role model for so many young girls.
Thank you.
It's true. It's
Thank
true.
You.
And people do want to be around you as well, a little different reasons, but it's
sometimes.
Sometimes you get to be, you know,
sometimes
get to
not
be
so much.
But you know what? The truth of that, if you're listening and you're like, oh God, I could never be like that. No, don't be. You just need to be the best of you.
Right.
You know, not everybody's going to be all jumping around. I many times prefer to be around the quiet, confident people and the quiet listeners, mm-hmm. listening. I have to always work on that.
Yeah, listening can be hard.
Listening is hard. And if you ever want to develop something in yourself, you want to, you know, have some good development skill, work on your listening. Mm-hmm. Because many times in whatever you're doing, if you really listen to what they want, mm-hmm. listen to what the person wants, listen to what the business wants or the audition, what do they want? Pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you might be missing the whole boat.
Whole ship is sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolling on by.
Mm-hmm.
So your ultimate goal in journalism was probably not to be selling Mary Kay cosmetics.
Not in the least.
While you do love what you do mm-hmm. and it's been great for you. What did you want to do? Did you have a plan or just?
I don't know. I mean, I think that if you really want to enjoy life, I think you don't lock yourself into one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a big fan of, when I said I was, okay, I did speech and I did advertising, and I did public relations, and while I was doing, I don't know what, 55 other things, I like a wide variety of things. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have ever been somebody that would have just settled for being an accountant, for example.
Sure.
Not that I don't have that skill set, but I love experiencing so many different things in life.
Sure, yeah.
So I can't say I was dead set on going to run, you know, the advertising department of the next major magazine. That wasn't my goal. I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
I feel like you would have been really good on air.
Mm. Yeah, but that is, there's so few jobs of that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just reading. I mean, there's a lot of other things with that. That's a whole different direction. And I think I would be fine. I do a lot of emceeing for mm-hmm. things.
That's true. You do.
You know, I do.
Yeah.
But so I'm very comfortable speaking in front of people. That's not hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I can't tell you that I had a huge, like, I was going to go out and, I don't know. I never really had that one goal.
That's okay.
No, you don't have to. I think it's okay.
In a world full of influencer types that we have right now, how do you continue to stay relevant and in people's minds without a lot of internet push? I mean, you have a Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, honestly,
website. I've got all those toys,
but I don't feel like you utilize that a lot.
Not enough. So. I know. And that's something I need to work on. There's a direction I need to work on. You know, skincare, glamour, all that, everything we see. I mean, it's just big in our world, like it or not. So I try to stay relevant from the standpoint. I like to have my best toys at all times mm-hmm. and show people what else is out there, what other options are, what can I do to, you know, if you want to try this, hey, you can do this. I think you pick and choose. I mean, I have plenty of options within my own company,
sure.
but you still want to know what everybody else is doing.
Right.
So I don't know that I don't gravitate to any particular influencer.
Yeah.
But I just try to pay attention to, you know, the trends.
Do you have TikTok?
No. Sorry.
I just downloaded it last night. It's a trap.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Don't
nope.
do it.
I'm not looking for any other time suckers. And nope. there's a lot of those.
There are a lot.
Too many of those.
Time suckers out there in this world.
And when you're coming up with your 6 most important thing list, or whatever, be sure it is to limit your time. Because you can waste so much time and accomplish so little.
Yes.
So get yourself on a timer. So here's my time thing. I had to learn how to do my get ready in the morning really quickly. This is probably would work in a lot of things. Okay. So people always complain about, oh, I don't have time to do all that makeup. I don't have time to do the skincare. I don't have time. Oh, you do. And what you do is you learn how to budget your time. Someone once challenged me that, okay, you need to get to the point where you can get in the shower, out the door, 30 minutes. Now think about that. That's not much time.
Does that include putting on a hat?
No. It includes full on everything that I want the people to see. And in my business, it mm-hmm. is important that
That's,
I look
yes,
nice.
For
I don't
sure.
have to look like $1 million, but I can't, I just don't have the, I don't have the confidence to go to Walmart with, which I try not to anyway. Oh, I don't have the I don't have the confidence to go out in public with like no makeup on
mm-hmm.
because I also know that when I mentioned earlier, people make their mm-hmm. their judgments in the first few seconds. This is my business.
Sure.
So I have to look like I've tried
mm-hmm.
to look like
yeah
cute.
Yeah, you know? You do.
That's right.
Definitely.
So I did. I got my timer out and I timed myself and I can get myself in the shower, hair done. Makeup on, out the door, 30 minutes.
That's like a special skill on a resume.
It's a special skill. And I challenge you to try it because it's really great because all of a sudden you got a lot more free time.
That's awesome. So how do you gauge whether or not when you're working with people when it's time to give up on a sale? Is that a thing or nah?
Yeah, I think that the number is something like ask 6 times or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's some magic formula. I feel like don't give up too fast. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, they say no. It's not to you. They're no to that particular moment and that particular time. You know, ask them, is it okay if I call you back in a couple months?
Sure.
Great. Because you may have gotten a little more time. You may be a little more, we're going to have some new products coming out then. Something I think will be perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tailoring it to them. That I would love to just get your opinion.
Right.
And just take the pressure off of them. You know, there's like, I'm not about the sales. The sales come because you have something that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And you've shown them how to do it. I don't care about this. I mean, I care.
Right.
I mean, it's my business. But that's not why I do it.
Right.
And I do it for the other things. And fortunately, the sales come.
Speaking of other things, how many times, give or take, in the course of a week, does someone ask you if you have a pink Cadillac?
Ugh, I know. And you know, I don't. So there. Bummer. There's that. But that is because I've never really focused on the recruiting piece of it, which to my destruction, I should have. Oh boy, should have. But I get so much joy out of the sales end of it. So I always just try to take comfort in my diamond rings.
What she means by that is not just she goes out and willy-nilly buys a diamond. So don't you get them for sale.
Yeah.
Hitting sales
so
goals, right?
Yeah. One thing, again, about Mary Kay that drew me in originally was Mary Kay is very much, they are such a great female building company. It was never like anybody, what I always loved, I had worked for a company that had a sales goal for me, mm-hmm. which most companies set your sales goals, okay?
Right.
So they set my sales goal. I went out and I crushed the sales goal. Now, that's probably because it was too low, mind you. I get that. So won the prizes, was so excited, had a great year, blah, blah, blah. So the next year I went in and my boss sat down with me and gave me my new sales goal. Well, let me just say, it was so off the charts, unattainable, that I was really upset mm-hmm. because I thought, wait, I can't possibly do that. And it was really ridiculous. But they probably thought, oh, I guess she can just do this.
Yeah.
And I did not achieve that goal. And it was just devastating to me because I like to be successful.
Right.
You have to make goals that are attainable for people and mm-hmm. for yourself too.
Yeah.
Because if you just bomb out, then your interest is gone too. So, you know, in Mary Kay, what I loved was they have a level that you can earn prizes, all different prizes, all different levels. And the key is any number, like 500 people can earn that prize mm-hmm. if they do the work.
Right.
And I loved that because suddenly I wasn't competing with anybody. You know, I was competing with these people, and that they got their territories changed, or suddenly they were in a position to just go nuts. My territory moved down further away. It just, there was no way it was attainable.
Right.
So suddenly I was with a company that, hey, if I want to work 500 hours a week and do this, I can.
Right.
If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to get fired. We have no territories. We have no minimums.
That's great.
I love that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, she looks like Lil Wayne. She's got all kinds of rings. All kinds of gold, bling, all over it. We're proud of her, though.
Yep. Mary Kay never was going to give a woman a wash machine. She's like, nope, not doing it. We could get diamonds. And, I mean, there's so many beautiful prizes you can earn.
That's awesome. All right. We're to the point in the interview where we have to hit the thank for. So something that we do, those of you who have been listening for a while now, we have four things that you're thankful for any given day. It doesn't have to be the same thing every time. It can change day to day. It doesn't even have to be very deep. It could be, I'm very thankful for the Diet Pepsi that I had today. Whatever the case may be, what are your four things that you are thankful for today?
Oh, man. So many things. I really do like to appreciate my life because mm-hmm. I have a wonderful life. Mm-hmm. It's not all sunshine and roses, mind you, but I have a wonderful life. I have I have freedom. I have the freedom every day to get up and make decisions whatever I want to make.
Yeah.
I mean, no one is standing saying to me, you have to get this done. I have the freedom to make my own choices.
Right.
I'm hugely thankful for my health. Mm-hmm. I mean, as every year you get older and you watch your friends and people you know that aren't doing so well.
Right.
And I am so blessed with good health and a good attitude. And that just goes, that's just luck. That's luck. And, well, there's hard work to it.
Sure.
You know, you eat right, you exercise. That's good. Usually there's results. But, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for my family and friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so happy to be here with you right now.
Aww.
No, I treasure all the time we're together. We just have so much fun together.
We do have a lot of fun together.
So much fun.
Yes.
I drive her nuts, but she really likes me. So, I'm so grateful. I've got a great family, wonderful family. Mm-hmm. I have wonderful friends. Boy, not everybody has that.
Right.
So wait, is that three?
That's three. You have one more.
Oh,
well. Maybe, I know this kind of works into family, but I'm going to help you out and mention little baby Luke.
Oh, my little grandson. Yeah, you know, people, my family, he's kind of in that vat, but it's funny because I'm one of the later to the party of my friends.
Uh-huh.
Most of my friends have had grandkids for a long time. And I was like, I just want my kids to have kids if the time's right and they want to do that and that's a direction they want to go. Cool. But I will say, the grandchild thing really is the real deal. He's a treasure.
Well, maybe someday.
That's right.
That day is not today. Got
to, nope. And it's whenever it works in your life. And it's a great blessing.
Yeah, wonderful. So. All right, last game that we play, it's called This or That. You can't think too hard about it. You just have to answer.
Okay.
And I'm going to try not to get you in trouble with anyone or canceled. In this world of cancel culture. I'd hate for you to be canceled because of Choreograph Your Life.
Okay.
It'd be such a bummer.
Such a bummer.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Game of Thrones or The Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Oh, man, that's hard. I got to go with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She makes me laugh.
All right. If you were going to go to the theater, would you see a musical or a straight play?
Oh, musical.
Okay. If you were going to go to a dance competition... Which she has gone to many of them. Would you go to a dance team competition or a studio competition?
Do I know the people in it? Am I going to watch a family member or am I just going to a dance? I've done both.
You're just going.
Oh, probably a dance team.
Dance team competition. Mm-hmm, a little bit more exciting in there. Mm-hmm. All right. Zwickle or Stella?
Oh, ooh. That can go either way. Like them both.
Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity.
Okay, Turks or Grand Cayman?
Ooh, I gotta say Grand Cayman, just because it was more walkable.
Okay.
Both fabulously beautiful places.
Awesome.
Beats the heck out of what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, it's not real
the
pretty.
The dead brown today. Missouri.
It's pretty gross. Right? All right, Love Shack or Take On Me?
Love Shack. Love Shack all day long.
Mary Kay Arms in the Wild. Everybody? Mm-hmm. You all know what that is. She's got a signature dance move. She rolls those wrists. Just rolling down the street. All right. Lankford or Loki?
Oh, no. I'm not going there. That's a no winner.
You're not going to get killed. Who are you going to say? Captain?
Well, I got to say Lankford because I'm kind of, yeah, I know him better.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Mike or Kelly?
Oh, no. No, I'm going with Kim.
Oh, that's probably a good answer.
Good answer.
That's a very good answer. We'll accept that. Mike's wonderful.
Oh, yes.
He's great.
Both my kids are great. It's so fun as a parent because you think, okay, my husband and I had this child together. Those are two children that are so far apart. You think, how does that ever happen? But that's also the fun of it.
Yeah, that is fun. And
yeah,
Mike and I have a great relationship, and I like to give him a hard time anytime I can. But, you know, he is pretty amazing.
They're both pretty different.
Yeah, we are. Well, thank you so much for doing this today. We loved having you on the show on Choreograph Your Life.
Yep.
Well, maybe we'll have to have you back.
Okay. I'm probably available.
Are you, though? It was like, it was hard to pin you down for today. For 1 hour, I was like, okay, well, here's my schedule for while I'm in St. Louis. And could you do it? Well, I'm very busy. Like, well, dang.
Sorry.
Well, it worked.
Well, it did.
It worked out.
And it was great. And it was wonderful to have you.
And thanks, baby.
Thank you for all of the information that you gave us. And I'm sure everybody very much benefited
from
this.
Well, I'm excited for you and your new venture. I think whoever's lucky enough to get you somehow into their business or their life is lucky.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right. Next week, same time, same place. We'll see you then. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you very much. Make it awesome. See ya. Woo!